Ah, the plagal cadence. Tonic, subdominant, tonic, 1-4-1, or whatever. Those of you who, like myself, have spent some time in church choirs will have almost OD'd on the Amen cadence, as it's sometimes known. Of course, as in any cadence, the real gubbins is those final two chords. Or 1, or in this case, D major to A major. Now, while 90% of Amens conform to this pattern, or something similar anyway, there are a number of fairly famous exceptions, one of which is the Dresden Amen, written by the 18th century composer Johann Gottlieb Naumann for the court chapel in Dresden. This version of the Amen became extremely popular, initially in Saxony and later throughout Germany. It starts like a perfectly respectable plagal cadence, but then morphs into a perfect cadence just before the end. What really catches the imagination are those ascending four-note scales in the soprano and alto leading to the final chord. Have a listen. Splendid stuff, but it's definitely those ascending notes. That make the thing so special. When, in 1829-1830, Mendelssohn decided he would contribute to the celebrations of the 300th year anniversary of the Augsburg Confession, the work, the Reformation Symphony, employed two quotations from religious music. The first is the Dresden Amen, and the second, as befits a celebration of the Lutheran Reformation, is Martin Luther's own hymn, Ein feste Burg ist unser Gott, a fortress strong is our God. The Amen first appears in the introduction to the symphony. It opens with textures of wind and lower strings, and it's only in bar 33 that the violins, in their full celestial mode, moving from piano to pianissimo, enter with the Dresden Amen, like so. You can see the music above. The motif returns a few bars later and makes a final appearance just before the recapitulation in the first movement. The other famous use of this Dresden Amen in music is by a composer who did much to denigrate the work of Mendelssohn and his fellow Jewish composers in the 19th century. Richard Wagner. In his last opera, Parsifal, the music is used as the leitmotif for the Holy Grail itself, and as such is omnipresent throughout the opera. Here are the final moments of the music drama, and if your ear will forgive us slipping down from A to A flat major, we will hear the triumph of the Grail and Parsifal over the powers of evil and darkness. truly great music. It's a pity about the imperfections of the man. To return to the Mendelssohn Symphony, the last movement, as I said earlier, makes extensive use of the Lutheran hymn Ein feste Burg. Below is the opening music and a performance of the chorale in the Thomaskirche in Leipzig, in which the choir, you may notice, sing the original rhythmic notation by Luther, while the congregation use the more traditional and familiar Bach version of the chorale melody.